As you've probably been hearing on news headlines today, a two-year-old girl has been left in a serious condition after being attacked by a tapir in Dublin Zoo yesterday. The girl and her mother, who also suffered injuries when she tried to intervene, had been allowed into the enclosure of the usually docile animal under supervision by staff at the zoo. Veterinary surgeon Pete Wedderburn joins me now on the line. Pete, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Most of us have never set eyes on this animal. Describe the tapir for us.
Well, it's a bit like a cross between a pig and a small rhinoceros, I suppose. That's how I'd imagine it. It's got quite a long nose that sort of protrudes and moves around, a bit like a very short trunk of an elephant. In Dublin Zoo, I remember them being beside the sort of restaurant area in a little field there. You see them roaming around, sniffing the ground. And as you said, they're very passive creatures. They're quite big, up to 250 kilograms. So, you know, they're much bigger than a dog. Like, that's about 5 or 6 times the size of a medium-sized Labrador. So it's quite a big animal. But it's kind of like a big pig rather than like any other sort of zoo creature you might think of.
Mm. And apparently the tapir in question had given birth about a month ago, and we believe that her young was with her, or were with her, I'm not sure how many young are involved, were with her in the enclosure. Would that have been a contributory factor to the attack, do you think?
I'm quite certain that it was. In fact, when you do a bit of research on this, you discover that back in 1998, a zookeeper in Oklahoma was mauled after opening a door to a female tapir when she had a two-month-old baby. And, you know, this is people, zookeepers tend to be quite relaxed with tapirs because they are generally such gentle, you know, unconfrontational creatures. But clearly, when a mother has hormones coursing through her veins, she becomes very different. As a vet in pet practice, I would see that all the time with cats and dogs. When they just had pups or kittens, you'll find that their character can change completely. Their personality will be completely unlike what they were before. One of my own cats, just after she's had kittens, she became astonishingly aggressive, biting us quite hard when she would never do that before. And dogs, as vets, you know that when a bitch has had puppies, you know, you stand back a bit and you give her a space because you can have unexpected aggression. And indeed in farm animals, cattle, sheep, pigs, always mothers have a very strong protective drive. And that's almost certainly played some sort of role in this.
So perhaps the zoo might have had some false sense of security because this is normally a very docile animal, but perhaps they were not taking into account the fact that the personality of the animal could have changed because of recent childbirth.
I think it's very likely they come across this situation many times with tapirs with young beside them not having any issues whatsoever. I think this is a random event that it's always very easy with hindsight to say, oh, well, you should know that when they got young, they're different. Well, they're not always all that different when they have young. And so I think it's something which has taken everybody by surprise.
Now, we know that the unfortunate little girl in the case has suffered what sound like very serious injuries, very nasty injuries indeed. And obviously any animal can be dangerous if they feel that they are under threat. But without getting too graphic about it, the tapir, I would assume, has the kind of physical equipment needed to survive in the wild, teeth and strong jaws.
Well, tapir, it's a herbivore. It's not... the same sort of kettle of fish as a wolf or
so it wouldn't
big,
need
big
sharp
cat.
Teeth.
No, it wouldn't need teeth used to cut flesh and that sort of thing. That's not what their teeth are for. Their teeth are for grazing. But at the same time, in the wild, they have very few predators because you know they are big enough to defend themselves with their powerful jaws. You know that so that they have the capacity to inflict injury, but it's not what their anatomy is primarily about.
Well, we do, of course, wish the girl and her mother well, and we hope they both recover fully from what must have been a terrible ordeal for them. And management at Dublin Zoo have said that the staff are deeply upset by this incident, and they've issued a statement saying, we reiterate strongly that our utmost concern lies with the visitors and their continued recovery. Pete Wedderburn, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.